This is Thomas B. Warren, speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. I'm inviting you, my friend, to take just a few moments out of what is usually a busy day for most of us to study from the sacred will of God, from the Bible, God's infallibly inspired Word. For the past several days, we have been studying about great lessons from the account of Peter walking on the water, or trying to do so, to Jesus who came to the disciples in the boat walking on the water. He had cried out for Jesus to give him a chance to come to him, and Jesus had told him to do so. And he made a good beginning, but then seeing the effects of the high winds and the storm and the great waves, he began to sink. And Jesus reached forth and saved him and asked the question, "Wherefore didst thou doubt, O ye of little faith?" Now let's study what we can learn by way of a great lesson from the question which Jesus posed to Peter. "O ye of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Why did Jesus say that he was a man of little faith? Because he had lost confidence in what Jesus had told him. Jesus had told him to come to me, with the implication that he would be with him and keep him from harm. But now that Peter sees the storm and its effects become so great, so real, so focused in his mind and his image, that he loses sight of Jesus, his greatness, and the greatness of his promises. Actually, what Jesus asks here, even though Peter did sink because he doubted, but Jesus is not asking, "Because of what did you doubt?" He rather says, "Into what did you doubt?" Rather, or perhaps we might say it this way, "What did you hope to gain by doubting?" Indeed, what can any of us hope to gain by doubting as over against a life of faith? What can you or I today hope to gain by living a life of doubt? Of doubting that God is, of doubting that the Bible is the Word of God, of doubting that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, of doubting the power of His Word, of doubting the necessity of obeying the gospel, of being baptized into Him, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, of doubting that we must live the Christian life, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel." What could anyone possibly gain by living a life of doubt as over against a life of faith, that is, of trust and confidence in God? We might here raise the question, what does it mean to live a life of faith? Put simply, and based upon the words of Paul in Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, where he says of Abraham that Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able also to perform. To live a life of faith, then, is to simply live a life of taking God at His Word. If the Bible says that a man cannot enter the kingdom of God or be saved except he be born of water and the Spirit, that clearly means that one cannot be saved by the blood of Christ unless he is immersed or baptized in water according to the teachings of the Bible. Why would anyone doubt that that is the case and build their hope of life everlasting upon the human doctrine of being saved by faith alone the very moment one believes? There is nothing in all of the Bible which teaches such a thing. And so we learn the great lesson that we must live a life of faith, of confidence, of trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the life that we should live, and not the life of doubt. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know that I am so pleased that you've been in our audience, and I hope that you'll be back for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour.